Okay, I think we're on air.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's what it says.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, everyone. Well, hello. Welcome to Café y Confesiones. This is a new show by us.
Yeah, us, the people.
No, I'm Victoria.
I'm Daniel.
And we're part of the Laurier Latin Students Association, and we've now got a show.
Yeah, this is very exciting, guys. Never thought I had my own show.
Yeah, honestly, well, who knows how this is going to go? I hope...
Great.
Yeah, no, it's going to go great, but I hope we're doing all the right things. Music and...
To be entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I'd like to think. Okay, so let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Who are you, Daniel?
You know, I'm actually not sure who I am.
Okay.
Who are you?
Okay, real. I'm Victoria.
Nice to meet you, Victoria. I'm Daniel.
Nice to meet you. I'm a fourth year psych student here at Laurier. Mm-hmm. Really, really loving that. I'm excited to graduate in the spring.
So, super
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you?
I'm Daniel, as I said. So I'm a second year BBA student. Hoping to, you know, get a job in the spring term, as many people in my age are hoping to do so. So, you know, co-op is really rough, but, you know, hope that goes well. And now I'm, you know, here doing a show.
That's super cool. I love it. Mm-hmm.
So I think we should talk about, like, how we even, like, are here. Like, we're like, a university club radio show.
It's kind of so, crazy to think about. Yeah,
yeah, like, just take a step back and think about it, you know.
Okay, how we're here. Well, our good person from the event.
Yeah, of course.
Shout out Natalie, or mm-hmm. Lali, as we call her.
Yeah.
She reached out to Radio Laurier, and they were talking about us doing an episode, and we did an episode, and it was pretty
cool.
So
much fun.
Honestly, it was really fun talking.
Yeah, I do enjoy doing that.
I enjoy talking as well, so I think we're the correct people to have this show.
Oh, I said you enjoy doing that.
Oh.
I mean, I do too, but like, I'm just, that's just what I said.
Okay, well, okay, interesting. I enjoy talking. I could talk for hours, and mm-hmm. this is how we got here. We did an interview with Jack, and he was really cool about it, and then... He was like, oh, would you guys want to do your own show? And we said, of course.
Duh. Like, well, who doesn't want to do their own show?
Exactly. So now we're here. This studio is pretty cool.
Yeah. There's like a little Lightning McQueen just thing. I'm not really, I think it's just a figure, but I don't really know what it
is. No, he's a CD player.
Oh, he's a CD player. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm pretty sure.
There's a picture of a rat that says, I'm hungry. That's
which is really cool.
Yeah, he's pretty nice.
It's a bunch of records around here, so
yeah, we're in a pretty cool area.
I think it's really cool just being here, like listening to like each other. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's fun. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we should talk about like who are you? Like, how do I know you?
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about it. Well, mm-hmm. I know Daniel from the Laurier Latin Students Association.
Yeah, who would have guessed?
Yeah, yeah, no. I know him. Okay, maybe let's tell the story from my point of view. And then your point of view, right?
Sure.
So we were doing the winter 20... I would say this is 2023.
Yes.
Correct.
It is.
So the winter 2023...
No, that's a lie. Yes, it is not. This would be 2024, no? 2023, 2024, winter...
Oh, okay, 2024 then.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Right? Because I didn't... Yeah, that is correct.
That is correct. Sorry, guys. Winter 2024, my co-president, Marina, shout out. She will be hopefully on a show.
On your future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay tuned.
As a guest or maybe a co-host, who knows, for a little bit. We were doing the clubs fair for the winter, and I had to go to class. I remember, like, I was there all day, and then I ended up having to go to class, and then when I came back, I'm pretty sure they were packing up or something, and then Marina tells me, she's like, oh my god, wait, context,
mm-hmm.
I am Venezuelan.
Yeah.
we did not mention that.
Yeah, we're both Venezuelan.
Okay.
This is a Venezuelans.
Yeah, exactly. This is a Venezuelan podcast, yeah. I guess, or radio show.
So far.
I know, so far it is. So she tells me, she's like, oh my God, this guy from first year, like he came up to us and he was so excited about the club. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, that's so cool, imagine, whatever.
Like imagine, who could that be?
Yeah, exactly. So then she's like, also he's Venezuelan. And I was like, oh my God, I had never met another Venezuelan like at Laurier.
They're pretty far in between.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met another one. I'm not going to lie.
Like in Laurier specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, okay. You, obviously, yeah.
In general, I've met a couple, of course. I was like so surprised. And I was like, oh my God, do you know the guy's name? Like I'll follow him on Instagram.
Bro stalked me, yeah.
Yeah, so I find him because she was like, his name was Daniel. And I was like, oh God, okay, I'm gonna find him. I'm pretty sure I found you through like the club's page. Probably. Like it wasn't that difficult to find you.
Yeah.
And then I just followed him. There was nothing else to be done.
Yeah, and like a bit from my POV, like Victoria happens to have the same last name as my mother. Because, you know, like, she keeps her last name and, like, my last name's, like, different. So I see this person following me on Instagram with a little Venezuelan flag in their bio with my mom's last name. And I want to hear, like, who is this, like, distant relative randomly, like, requesting me on Instagram? And why does she have my mom's last name? Obviously, I saw that she had, like, some existing mutuals. So I'm like, okay, this person definitely goes here. But at first, I was like, who, what, where, when, why, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I did not reach out because I didn't really care to. I was like, well, he'll show up to an event or so, and then I'll talk to him there. Like, I'll be like, hey, like, where are you from? Whatever. And yeah, that was it. And then we had our first event. I don't really remember what it was. And then he showed up.
It was, yeah, I know what it was. It was Rio movie night. Yep.
Yes, that's Rio.
Yep.
I think that's where we met then. Yes. So I was just like, hey, like, what's up? Like, whatever. And then, like, we just met, like, nothing else. And then our next event, that's what happened. I called my parents, like, out of there and, like, when I left. And I was like, oh my God, there's this other, like, Venezuelan guy. Like, he's first year. And then my parents were like, oh my God, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you've never met another one. And I was like, yeah, no. So. That was really fun. And then
I think it was me. I definitely told also my parents about it because, you know, like even Victoria did as well. Like their Venezuelans are far and few between. So then when I told my dad specifically, I don't know what it was, but something clicked in his head to be like, hey, you should ask her if her dad's name is like, what did I say? I said like
Eduardo.
Did I say Eduardo? Yeah, or something like that, which is not your dad's name, but it's similar.
It's pretty close. So yeah, I was
exactly.
Like,
so I was like, I go up to her at the next event. I'm like, do you know someone named blah, 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 like in Eduardo? And she's like, no, but I know someone named like, you know, your dad's name or whatever. Because I'm not good at pronouncing that. And then I'm like, there's no way, right? Is it the same person? Because this person, my dad brought it up all to begin with because he went to university with this person, like, you know, way back when, to come my context, my dad being a 50-year-old man in Venezuela, like, went to the same university, same year, mind you, as Victoria's, you know, own dad, right? It's same program. So, you know, obviously we're not in the same program, but, like, what are the freaking odds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially in Waterloo, like,
yeah,
it's a pretty small...
Yeah.
Town, city, compared to, like, I live in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was crazy that we kind of ended up at the same place at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I mean, I live in Milton, but, you know, like, it's
yeah, but it's still kind of crazy. And then, so then after that, I called my parents and I was like, oh my God, this guy, his dad knows my dad.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing, like, my mom was like, actually, we had, like, met up with them, or I guess not met up with them, but we had seen them at the beach.
Like, the very distant memory between then, like, what? I would have been high school or something?
It was 2019 because I remember.
Yeah, I just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, not high school, elementary school. Crazy.
Yeah. You were just graduating elementary school?
Well, like, maybe it was 2019.
Yeah, I guess it would be 2019. I graduated 2017.
Well, yeah, you're older than me. Crazy. Did you just find that out?
I know. I just, like, yeah, no, I forgot. I forgot that I'm older. Yeah.
Bro's feeling old.
Yeah, a little bit. So, yeah, they had actually seen each other at the beach. And they were like, oh, my God, what are the odds? And then, like, our dads were like, oh, let's, like,
yeah, talk. I remember specifically my dad was in his Jeep. And literally, he was just staring someone. I'm like, my dad just is usually, like, the most nonchalant human being ever or whatever. He was just dead staring someone and goes, like, I know you, like, points to him, like, I know you, right? And I'm like, who is this? Is he okay? Like, what? why is he just like talking to a stranger in the street? And he's like, they used to call you like orejas, which orejas means like ears, because your dad has very noticeable ears.
He does.
Like they just pop out or whatever. So then he, I don't know. Then they interacted and they're like, oh my god, what the hell are the chances? Yeah,
which is kind of crazy if you think about it. But
yeah, very much.
And then they never spoke again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because obviously, like, both of them were like, oh, let's keep in touch.
It's the moms that are more in touch. Yeah. And even that.
Well, they didn't keep in touch because I guess they don't know each other. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah. But, like, they were obviously, like, very, like, you know, like, oh my God. Like, when they saw each other.
But what's funny is that now I hear, like, a little bit of, like, tea, or I guess, like, a little bit of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, you've heard about it. It's like our moms, like, are kind of in, I wouldn't say the same friend groups, but like adjacent.
Yeah.
Friend groups,
because
of
like
other Venezuelans.
Within our friend group, there's like an intersection. Like, think of a Venn diagram with two circles, and like their intersection is,
it's like one person.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, he was at this, or like she was at that, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to know all this, but. Yeah. It's kind of
you know,
funny.
Like, this show is about, what's the name again? What's the name of the show?
Café y Confesiones, means coffee and confessions.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess, you know, unless you have more to say about how you meet, that kind of like segues into we're actually going to be here for, somewhat adjacent, like a aspect of it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what we're here for.
Yeah.
What are we here
for?
Yeah,
what are we here for? No. When we thought of making like this making this into a show, we thought of like types of things that we could like hey, what are we actually going to be talking about, right? And I suggested like Reddit stories is something that I've been like into recently and just watching a bunch of those. So I thought, hey, Victoria suggested we make a radio show, so I'm like, why don't we combine both of those things and just talk about those things. I don't believe that we have any right now to discuss.
I wouldn't say today, no.
Yeah, definitely.
I think
not.
This is just like introduction, get
us. Like, this is what we're doing and things like that.
For sure. I would say next week we'll have a couple, and somehow, some way, we'll tie it into being Latino.
Yeah, of course.
Because I guess that is like the main thing.
Point, right?
Or
which goes with the name.
It does. But confessions is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll get, like, I don't know, maybe we'll get confessions from people on our Instagram.
Yeah, imagine.
Like, we were talking about that.
Like, of crazy stories they've just, like, heard. And then we just talk about them and, like, the story itself.
Yeah.
And, like, what we think, basically.
I mean, yeah, I think that's what's fun about Reddit stories is, like, you have no context.
Exactly. Like, you don't know these people either. But
and you can't even ask like follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. It's just what they give you, so you're just like, well, I guess that was it.
Yeah, for sure. So what we're here for, I guess.
Yeah. I guess I'll do a little confession.
Oh, really?
This is what I was telling you in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So I decided to go donate blood yesterday.
I'm sure it was very fun.
No, experience. It was fun. It was a good experience. However. So I got there, my appointment was at 2:35, and I did not leave until like 4:30.
Okay, what are you, 2 hours worth of
giving
blood?
I know, so already I get there, there's a little bit of a lineup, but I go in at 2:45, right?
Mm-hmm.
they ask me all these questions. They prick my finger to make sure that everything's good. Mm-hmm. They're like, is this your first time donating? And I was like, yeah, okay. So perfect. I was a little, I'm going to say I was very nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have issues with blood in general, I guess. But yeah, because like,
some people do.
Yeah. But I was a little bit nervous of like fainting and stuff. Oh, anyway. Yeah.
Exciting.
We'll get to that. So I'm sitting in my chair, you know, it starts and I was like, okay, I'm feeling great. Like I'm eating chips. I'm having a little bit of water because you can do that. So I was like, it's good. And then I start the nurse takes out the like needle and stuff. And I start feeling super queasy. And I'm like, so I tell her, I'm like, I'm not feeling really good right now. And she was like, oh, okay. So then she goes like ice or something like that. And a bunch of nurses come to me, which was
how many?
I want to say like at least three of them came to me, which I was just like overwhelmed. So they kind of flip me over on this chair.
Oh.
Yeah, like feet are up and like my head is kind of like down, you know, type of thing. So blood goes to my brain, which is interesting.
Makes sense.
And that makes sense, like, you know, whatever. So I'm feeling better. They flip me back up. I'm sitting down. They're like, okay, we're gonna leave you sitting down for a couple more minutes. So I was like, great, this is amazing. So and then she was like, do you think you can go to refreshments table so you can sit down, eat your cookie, you know? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm feeling good. And then she's like, okay, let's wait 2 more minutes. I start feeling dizzy again.
Mm.
They flip me over again. They place all these like white like paper towels that are like wet.
Oh, okay.
Like towels, I guess. Sure. They're not paper towels. They're towels that are wet and cold. So like you feel better, whatever. Then after that, they flip me back up.
Damn.
And I'm feeling fine. And then our friend Lali, like she came with me. She couldn't donate
because
she's too short, which is kind of insane if you
really
think
funny.
About it.
That's really funny.
I'm pretty sure if you're like 4'10 or or shorter than that, like you have to wait until you're 23. So she
crazy.
Has to wait until she's 23 to donate.
4'10 is crazy.
I know, which
wait,
is insane.
How tall is she? 4'10? Or
I don't know. I don't know this.
There's
specific.
No way she's shorter than that.
I have no clue. I don't know her height.
The point is she's very, very
She's
short.
Very short and she couldn't donate. But she came with me. So, you know, she was still like, yeah, like, you know, I'll come with you. Moral support. And thank God she did because I would have been terrified to be on my own. Like,
yeah,
well, that was
sure.
happening. Anyway, so I start feeling dizzy again and they put me on a stretcher.
Oh.
And they like lay me down. And then Lali's like, girl, what are they doing to you? And I was like, honestly, who knows? She actually ended up filming a video, which is really funny.
Too bad we can't see.
Yeah, too bad you guys can't see it. But I'm not going to post that on Instagram because that's like too much.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay, let's see this. Oh, wow. You're just kind of like, you know, to give a visual to the many people listening, she's kind of on her side, like just like you can just be laying down on your side, but like it doesn't look natural. Like you're just kind of plopped over on the stretcher.
Yeah. Which
like,
was
I would
really
be,
fun.
I would be concerned if I saw someone just sleeping like that because you were just so stiff. Like you're not.
I was.
That's...
So they left me on the stretcher for a bit, which was really interesting. And then they gave me some juice and everything. So then I felt better. And then I went to the refreshments table. I had my cookie. I had some chips, water, like a bunch of stuff. They gave me so much food. And I was like, thank you.
Okay. So, you know, good story. They were
Yeah.
Nice
and then I took the bus home because I could not walk. Like, I was like, I cannot carry my bag. And
did they tell you what it was? Or
well,
you were
no.
just tweaking?
No, people, like, are prone to, like, faint and get dizzy. Mm. Like, I mean, it's not a lot of blood that's being taken out of you. It's literally less than 2 cups of blood. And you have 6 liters in your whole body, I'm pretty sure. Mm. So it's, like, not significant, but it happens.
It happens.
And I guess that was my confession of the week.
Yeah, I personally am not ever given blood, but sounds fun.
I think you should. I think it's nice.
It's not, you are saying it's nice?
I think I would, well, it's a nice deed to do. Like, I would do it again. I would definitely do it again. I looked it up actually last night before going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
When can I donate again?
Mm.
And for women, it's every 3 months, I
believe. Oh, it differs. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And for men, it's a little bit different. I think it's like every 2 months. But catch me in 3 months doing it.
I, sure. When is 3 months into the future?
3 months is actually April.
Like, yeah, like late April.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually, yeah, I know that because I have a countdown for my graduation.
Oh, exciting.
Well, not my graduation, but like end of exams.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, yeah.
2 months and 28 days until April 28th.
Yeah, then you're just out of here, done.
I'm out of here, which kind of sucks, and I'm kind of sad about it, but, oh.
Oh, sorry, I dropped my pen.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad, but I'm also like quite excited to, you know, get on.
Be in the real world.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm not excited for that.
Who is, honestly? Like, I feel like university is just very, very comforting. Like, you're just in your own world.
I feel like once you're in university, it's like you're like an adult without all the adult responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go out to, like, you know, dancing, partying, and all this stuff, and no one's going to look at you being like, oh, you're too old to do that.
Yeah.
Once you graduate and you start doing that, people are like, oh.
Like, who's this 30-year-old in the club? Like, who's like, what's going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. But, like, I mean, because I'm 21. But, like, still, it's like, oh, my God, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be focusing on, like, I don't know, doing yoga.
Yoga.
Or,
okay.
Like, reading or, like, focusing on, like yourself.
You almost already do that, right? Like, yoga can be just going to the gym, and reading is something you're into.
Correct.
Yeah, which, what a great segue.
You are great at that.
I'm just fantastic about it.
Let's talk.
I threw you the lob. Come on.
Exactly.
Dunk it, man.
No, I do love reading. The last book I read is actually a book that I can't say on air.
Hello?
There is profanity in it, I can't say
in
it.
Oh, the name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But my favorite book, I don't know if you have a favorite book.
I do actually have a favorite book.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's more like a series of books, but it's like I say that when I read this said book, when I was like before I was even in high school, I think, or like grade 9. But, like, it's the only book I've ever really, like, liked and was interested in reading, to be honest.
Honestly, that's fine. What's the book?
It's called The Program. It's, like, a 6-book series, I believe, which I read all 6, even though I'm not, like, the biggest reader.
Yeah.
My dad was always like, oh,
you should
read.
Yeah.
Read.
That's
read.
Very my dad as well.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, it would always be a chore.
Yeah.
But, like, with that book... or like that series and that story, it was very like that there it was not as much of a chore for sure.
Interesting. I have a lot of books right here. I'm looking at my Goodreads.
Oh yeah.
My reading challenge of this year is to read minimum 15 books.
Oh wow.
So that's like a little bit more than like 12. Because
continue. I want to hear what you're taking.
This is
that.
Where I'm getting at. No, no, no. A lot of people do 12 because it's once a month, right?
Okay.
You read one book a month. A lot of my friends do like 30.
Yeah.
Which,
oh, wow.
Realistically, I probably could do since in the summer I do read a lot.
Yeah.
A lot more than I do during school time because, you know, I can't do that. But I have a couple favorite books. I will say my top is called The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh yeah, real.
What?
No, nothing. Okay. It's a good. I like the movie.
The movie's really good.
Yeah.
But that's like a more nostalgic one from high school because that's when I read it.
Yeah.
My absolutely top is Normal People by Sally Rooney.
I've never heard of that one.
Oh, it's very sad, and it's very good, and it's very amazing.
Is it about normal people?
Actually, yeah. So it's these two people, Connell and Marianne, and it's basically how they have such bad communication.
Mm.
Like, they're, like, dating, but they're not. And like,
okay, situationship.
I wouldn't even say that. I don't know. It takes, like, place from, like, high school until they graduate, like, university. And
okay.
It's set in Ireland, in Sligo, Ireland.
Okay.
That's a place I want to visit very bad. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, no, they just, like, don't communicate what they want with each other. And it's, like, every year there's something new. And it's really good. And I really like it. And there's also a series, like, made about it on Prime Video, I'm pretty sure. So
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
But I also don't feel like I do. Like yes,
I feel like you may have heard about it, or maybe you've heard me talking about it. It's with Paul Mescal.
Mm-hmm. Is it like very, very not safe for children? Like, I don't know how, like, what's the rating on this? Like,
I wouldn't recommend it to children,
but it's
not crazy.
Okay.
Like, graphic, I wouldn't say.
The show.
Yeah, the show.
Okay. Then we're probably not thinking of the same thing.
No, probably not.
Yeah, because I heard of a show that, like, picked up in popularity that I don't remember the name, but it's very much like what you're describing, like, oh, a girl and a guy. Start of high school, graduation, like just their story or whatever.
Was it called One Day?
I don't know.
That was another one.
I could not remember. No. But like, I do remember that they were like off and on. Maybe it was a Netflix series. I could be wrong. I'm not sure.
That could be it as well.
Yeah. I know that like there'll just be random like Netflix series that come out that just like are trending like a week.
Correct.
So, yeah, it could be that.
I don't know. Favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie?
See, I hate this question, right? Because I like movies, but I don't even watch that many movies. Hmm. Anytime, like, for a long time, anyone asks me that, I say, like, something generic, like Guardians of the Galaxy or something.
That's
stuff
a
like
good
that.
One.
Which is, yeah, it's a good movie, right? It's, like, a nice blockbuster. But I watch a lot of, like movie videos, like videos about people talking about movies.
I like that.
Yeah, those are just like nice things to put on the background once I'm like cleaning or something, or like doing like mindless work.
Okay.
Or whatever, right? So I know like a decent amount about movies, but I don't even have like a movie myself that is like really like theatrical or whatever.
Okay.
But,
so
you know,
can you answer the question?
Yeah, I did. It's still Guardians of the Galaxy,
oh, okay.
Technically.
Is it the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay, the first one is the best.
Yeah.
I will say.
The second one is, for the longest time, I didn't really like it, and I low-key don't like it that much.
The third one got to me.
Yeah, the third one's really good.
Yeah.
But the second one's still, like, a good movie, but it's just, like, kind of slow. Like, not a lot happens until the end.
I don't really remember what happens
the
in the second
one.
The
second one was with, like, the... what's it called? Like, the... what's the actor who plays that?
Chris Pratt?
No. He plays, yes, the main character. But there's this other one, like, that... I forget his name. But it's, like, the planet, his dad. Like, the ego is his name. Like,
I could not tell you.
He like, literally Google it. You have your computer right in front of you, man.
What's his name? Like, in the
ego.
Ego?
Yeah, I think so. He's like a planet or whatever. I forget who plays him, or like the name of the person who plays him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. I know this
guy. Wait, do you know the surfer from SpongeBob?
Yes.
Yeah, it's him. I believe it's the same person.
Kurt Russell?
Yes.
This is so random that you know this.
Right? Like, that he's the same guy from... because it's like...
yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I feel like you would know that too. Like, I said it fully confident knowing that you would know.
I know stuff, but I don't know. I don't know. There are some that I can't.
Like some niche, very niche.
Very
concepts.
Niche. Actually, in the concourse, they were giving out stickers. Like, mm-hmm. they were doing trivia, right? And then I know a lot of movies. I know a lot of directors.
Of course.
A lot of my friends are in film. I really vibe with film.
Of course.
And then one of the questions was, who directed Oppenheimer?
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. So I know Christopher Nolan like that.
Yeah.
Like, I know him. I love him. I love his work. However, I just blanked and I felt so dumb. I was like, no, this sucks.
Yeah.
But I was like, I promise, yeah. I know.
Like, for example,
movies.
Like, I haven't watched Oppenheimer, and I know that he directs it. Like, I hear it's like a great movie and stuff.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I would say it's like one of my favorite ones from, was it 2024? Yeah, I would say it was.
No, 22. Because it was when the Barbie movie came out.
And you.
2022.
Oh my God. No, yeah, it was 2023.
Are you sure?
Really? I just looked it up on Letterboxd.
Oh.
By the way, Letterboxd. I love Letterboxd.
Oh, dude.
I have it pulled up to say my four favorite.
La La Land is first.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say it's first, but it is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think La La Land is amazing and it's perfect.
Of course, of course.
And then number two, I have After Sun.
Wait. Oh, that one. Okay.
Do you know why?
Maybe.
It's also on Prime.
I talked a lot. I said I watch a lot of like just people talking about
interesting
movies. So I feel like the name sounds familiar. Can I see the cover?
Yeah, I'll look it up for you. After Sun, it's also with Paul Mescal.
Mm.
I really like this movie. It's about this like dad and daughter like family trip, guess. Or like the two of them go on a trip to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
They're British, and it's based on a true story. The like dad struggles a lot with his mental health, and the daughter obviously doesn't know that. She's pretty young, and she's like, oh, like I wish we could stay here longer. And you know, it's just like at the end, like you don't see him, you know, really there anymore, which kind of is tough because obviously you don't like seeing that on other people that you love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really sad movie, but I really enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And then number three, American Psycho.
Yeah, you did dress up as Christian Bale for
Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, but is that his name? And like that's his name in the
That's the character. Yeah, Patrick Bateman.
Wait. Yeah, the character is Patrick Bateman. The actor is Christian Bale.
Yeah, correct.
Right? Okay, I'm not
tripping. Yeah. And then number four is The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Of course, yes.
I really
lines
enjoy
up with that.
I really enjoy those. So,
yeah.
But those are my
that
top.
One I actually have watched, which I mentioned, which is I liked it. It was good.
No, it is good. I will also talk about how obsessed I am with The Substance. The Oscars.
Oh, okay.
Are
yes. Yeah, yeah. 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 Recent. Very much. Yeah, I hear many people have liked it.
When are the Oscars? I'm pretty sure it's this.
I want to say like
it's
very
this
soon.
Sunday. Yeah, it's this Sunday. I'm actually that's the Grammys.
Mm.
I believe the Grammys are this Sunday. Sorry, guys. Oh, okay, yeah.
Spreading misinformation.
I know. I'm hosting a little viewing party, and the viewing party in question is just me and my friend.
Ooh,
which
big party too.
I know. We do it every year, so we're actually going to fill out, like, these, like, things that say,
like your guesses.
Yeah.
What,
we got to do that tonight, and I'm actually really excited about it. But anyway, The Substance is really good. Really gory, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Challengers.
Didn't they not get nominated, though?
They did not, which I was really...
What were they up for, like, in theory?
So many things. Like, soundtrack, it got snot. Like, I was so... Like, I was so sad because the soundtrack for Challengers was honestly so good. It's very upbeat. It went with the movie. It was perfectly, like, produced and everything. So I was really upset to not see that. And I'm pretty sure Emilia Perez won over that. Have you heard about
what?
Emilia Perez, like the movie.
That's the movie name?
Yeah.
I have not heard.
Or I don't know the full name. I think it's Emilia Perez, but it's with Selena Gomez. I'm sure you've heard about this.
Wait, really?
You've not heard about this.
About Selena Gomez and what? Because I think I saw like a TikTok today about like something she like... was apologizing or crying about. I don't know if
that was a different thing. That was about people being deported in the U.S., like Mexican people being deported. Which
what does that have to do with her?
She was just feeling sad about it, and she cried about it on the internet.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm
saying
pretty
that
sure
she didn't know what to do?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, like
okay, maybe,
I don't think we need to talk about this
of course,
on here.
Okay, we've sidetracked very far.
Yeah, but Emilia Perez is like a musical But also, I don't know. Okay, so I started watching it yesterday with my friend. And it's basically, this is what it says, the synopsis. It says, a musical. A Mexican lawyer is offered an unusual job to help a notorious cartel boss retire and transition into living as a woman. So basically...
Wait, okay, I feel like I've heard this story before.
Have
like,
you not?
Like, I don't know, something about it.
Yeah. Sorry, a little. I had to take a little bit of water. But basically, it's this... Yeah, it's this man. His name is Manitas.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, like
that's
hands.
His like little hands.
Little
hands. That's his like cartel name, I guess. I don't know. And he like goes to this like lawyer and she's played by Zoe Saldana, who actually plays not Gamora. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gamora.
Yeah, cuz I know she's I'm pretty sure she's some type of Latino. I don't know.
She's Dominican. From. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So anyway, she gets hired by the cartel boss and she's like the guy, he's like, I want you to make me a woman.
Okay.
And she's like, how the hell am I? How the heck? Sorry, guys. How the
I mean,
it's fine. Yeah. How am I supposed to do that? And, hold on. I don't know. I lost track.
Yeah, no,
yeah. She was like, oh, how am I supposed to do that? I'm a lawyer. And then, like, the guy's like, well, just find me the best of the
best.
Figure
it out.
So then she ends up transitioning into a woman, and her name is now Emilia Perez. And then you never hear from her again, I guess. Like, she started, like, becoming good, on this. I have not finished the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just know how it goes. It's just really weird because I...
Yeah, like, why do you mention that it, like, was chosen over Challengers, for example?
Well, the movie is, like, really weird. I don't know. It's really weirdly, like, put together, I would say.
But, you know, I guess they mess with that, or...
I don't know. I think they liked it because I think it... But the thing is, it's a musical.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not really aligning.
Exactly. So it's honestly a very weird movie, and I will say I'm not necessarily loving the fact that the director was a French man and like the only Mexican person like is like one lady. Like everyone else is not even Mexican.
Yeah.
So it's just like there's things that like I saw that I'm like, no one would ever say something like that.
Yeah. Within the dialogue in the movie, or just like, what do you mean?
No, the movie. Yeah. Like there are certain things that I'm like, no person would say this.
Yeah.
Like if they spoke Spanish, like naturally. And I don't know. It was weird.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, this is a Latino like, show. So we've related it to that. So
exactly.
Without
no,
even
we're
trying.
Doing so good.
Yeah. Without even trying.
Yeah. So
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. You do sports?
Okay. Whoa. You see, I feel like you got to get better at this segue.
I'll get better at it by next week, hopefully.
My ability to do like segues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was not a good pass, but you know, it's
okay. So want to answer the question?
Like I like basketball. You know, I know you like tennis, but do you watch tennis? You know, Challengers, you know. That could have been a good segue, bro.
Well, I went off on a tangent, so I don't know. I don't watch tennis as of right now. I don't think.
I know my dad does watch tennis. He like likes tennis, which is like very random.
Yeah.
My sister does tennis because of that reason.
Yeah.
So there's that, but nah, I was just like I like basketball, so that's fun.
That's fun,
Yeah.
Do you play right now or no?
I'm going back back home this weekend, so I can actually get the chance to play because for some very unknown reason, Laurier doesn't like opening their gyms in the nighttime. I know Waterloo does often have like open gyms where people just go play basketball in the gyms like late at night. But Laurier always just does like their whole like during like the morning-ish, afternoon-ish until like max like 3 o'clock, right?
Oh.
Yeah, which
and
I mean
Laurier
like
doesn't have that.
No, Laurier does that.
Oh.
Waterloo just sometimes has it like very late and stuff, so sometimes I'll just like go just somehow. But yeah, you know, that's an interest of mine and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, if not tennis, then what do you watch? Do you count? I know you're very interested in Formula One.
Oh,
is that
God.
I
forgot that I did that. Well,
yeah.
It's off season right now.
Yeah,
so
I guess you don't have much to talk
about. Yeah. Because,
like, does that count as a sport? I know I got into a discussion with, like, in high school in one of my classes about, like, whether Formula One counted as a sport or not.
I don't know if it counts as a sport or not. Like, I'm not one to say.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to, like, I don't know, get mad at me for saying it's not a sport and then someone say it is,
like,
or
like, because
vice
there was,
versa.
There was a lot of, like, different, like, trying to find what the definition of, like, a sport is, and it was like a competition, right, or whatever. Okay, but then it's like the parameters of a competition are very, like, loosely based. There was some that said, like, a physical act or whatever, but then it was said that, like, oh, Formula One drivers have to be, like, really, like,
they have to be, like,
yeah, really,
very,
like,
fit.
Yeah, I know. Like, their neck, the force, the inertia. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's insane. Like, I'm pretty sure they lose, like, 3 to 4 pounds every single race.
Which is, damn.
Which is just in sweat, right? But because they don't have any AC. Like, it's super hot in there. I'm pretty sure they were saying, like, it gets to, like, minimum 50 degrees in there. Like, it's hot.
Wait, 50?
Yeah, I may be lying about that. Yeah. Let's look that up. Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Car temperature. Oh, okay. Temperature inside Formula One. Mm. Around 60 degrees.
That's kind of insane.
Which is almost as hot as a sauna. Yeah.
Wow.
And this is for, like, I want to say, like, 2 hours.
Mm.
So obviously you're losing a lot of weight in water.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
And I'm not even sure if they get a little bit of water in there. I think they do, because I mean, otherwise they would, like, probably die. But
yeah, low key.
But yeah, no, it's really humid. Also, like the places that they go to. But I don't know if Formula One would be considered a sport. It's like the people that are like.
Is chess a sport?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
I feel like, if anything, Formula One would be more of a sport than chess.
I feel like a sport should be, like, classified as something that you, I don't know, you're doing something with your body.
Yeah.
Like, you're exerting energy.
What's, like, a sport that is, like, universally considered a sport in which you don't do that? I don't think anything, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. My head went to, like, curling. Like, but curling, yeah, you do stuff for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it is, I guess. Like, people were also like, oh, if it's not in the Olympics, it's not a sport or something like that.
That's true. But, you know, people, like, the Olympics doesn't,
like,
have, like,
does
cheerleader.
Does the Olympics have pickleball? Like.
Oh, my God. No, I don't think so.
Don't
I mean, but I
would
still say it is a sport. Like,
pickleball, yeah.
Yeah, you're
exactly.
Still playing with a racket and a ball and,
yeah,
like, you're running around,
so
right?
These,
so
all these different, like,
you're still probably sweating some sort of way, I would say.
Yeah. For people who are hardcore pickleballers.
I love pickleball, and I really got my parents into it.
Oh, really?
So now they reserve the courts at the gym almost every single day.
As a person that plays basketball, I hate that, because then, you know.
No. But it's not like the full court. It's like the pickleball courts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there's still, like, people who just, like, there would be 4 people playing on, like, a pickleball or, like, on a gym court when, like, you know.
They shouldn't be? No.
I mean, it's not that they shouldn't be. Obviously, if it's, like, set up so that they can, then they will. But it's just, like.
No, but. You should come to my gym sometime.
Which, your gym?
It's not my gym, but the one that I go to back home, they actually have basketball courts. My neighbor goes there, and I see him a lot. Like,
where do you go to, L.A.?
No.
What is your gym?
Lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
They're really cool
basketball, I don't believe you,
courts.
I know.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
No, because Lifetime Fitness is quite the investment, I would say.
I would say so too, but that's my parents' problem.
Yeah,
thank
I guess
parents.
So. Yeah, appreciate them.
Appreciate them.
My dad had a Good Life Fitness membership for a little bit, and he just never went.
Yeah. No, my parents are there almost every day. They're really into their fitness.
Are they?
Yeah.
They together too.
It depends on the day. I mean, it depends how what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I know they love playing pickleball though. Now they're they take my rackets that I got for Christmas. Which I'm really upset about.
Oh,
but
really?
I mean, I'm not using them here.
Would you use them here?
No, because again, Lori is kind of weird with their open gyms.
Yeah.
And I need to figure that out, but I'm okay with not playing. Whenever I go back, I'll play. And then in the summer, I will be outside playing for sure.
Well, speaking of Laurier activities, another fantastic segue.
Very good.
At the end of the day, I know we're yapping quite a lot, but this is still, a club-based type of radio show. So if you want to maybe speak to, some events that have happened, will happen, you enjoyed that they happened, you didn't enjoy that they didn't happen, something along those lines.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be quick with this. I think my favorite event we've done is probably karaoke. The times we've done it.
Yeah, people get really into it.
People love karaoke. Yeah. And you would think that people are shy and they don't love it as much.
And they were too, but they just couldn't. As soon as they played a song that they liked, they were just like they're a different person.
They just vibe. So definitely karaoke is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other ones that obviously I'm sad that we haven't done, but I'm not going to reveal that to the public
because
you never know if they will actually happen.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I'll be sad about it. And you guys don't need to know that. So
fair enough.
The next event, though, is really...
Yeah.
I'm actually really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Loteria Night. Basically, if you don't know what Loteria is, it's a Mexican and Central American game of bingo. But instead of, numbers, they call out, names of, pictures. So there's one that's called, I don't know, the moon, the sun, like a watermelon.
Yeah, I actually played it. When I went on vacation at a resort in Mexico, it was like one of the nighttime events at those sort of resorts where they get everyone like, oh my God, you could win, blah, blah. And it was like all the different visuals aside from just the numbers.
It's kind of cute. I like it. I mean,
yeah,
we don't play it back home. So when I got to play, I was like, wait, this is cute. This is better than regular bingo. So,
yeah. So, there will definitely be a lot of future promotional videos regarding said night. Featuring me,
if
people are interested in that. I know Lali, she already posted a day in her life promoting it, the event, as VP of events and stuff should be doing. So to those who watch that, you already know about it, but looking forward to see how many people see the future promotions for said
event.
Yeah,
they're
kind
of funny. I'm kind of excited to post
those. Definitely have cooked something. We've cooked something up.
Well, anyway, the Loteria Night is next Thursday, February 6th at 7 p.m. I'm pretty sure it's in Peter's 115.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah. I'm pretty sure both of those are the same handle. So it's at Laurier LSA, I think, ?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay. It's that. And then to close off, do you have a song recommendation?
A song recommendation.
Because it is kind of a radio show, so I'd like
I feel like, next show you can suggest one. I feel like you would be better to suggest one. Yeah, but I don't have one.
You don't have one right now? I told you to think about this.
Yeah,
but
The
one that I will recommend, or I guess the whole album I'll recommend, is Debí Tirar Más Fotos.
Oh, well, yeah.
By Bad Bunny, but that's a whole album. And then if you want something a little bit different than that, obviously, I would say the Wicked soundtrack.
Oh, you were listening to it.
I was
right here.
I really like Wicked, so I would recommend that. I think Ariana and Cynthia Erivo do an amazing Glinda and Alphaba.
Yeah, I bet they do. I've totally watched that movie.
I think you would hate it, but
what? Why do you?
It's very long.
Is it? How long is it?
It's two hours and 40 something minutes.
Wow. Yeah. Why is it so long? I sort of like.
Well, it's a musical and that's just part one. So.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh.
So stay tuned for part two.
Yeah.
And
I don't even understand the concept of Wicked, if it's related or not related to like.
It's kind of like a cousin.
Yeah. I feel like we talked about this before, but
we
I'm still
have.
Not clear on it. But, you know.
Yeah.
I guess a topic for another day.
Yeah, so I guess we'll leave it at that. We'll see you next week at the same time,
mm-hmm.
probably 6:30 this time.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I had prior commitments.
Yeah, so that's fine. We'll see you at 6:30 next Thursday.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who's listening in, and we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.